The federal court has delivered a judgment to supermarket giants Coles and Woolworths for allegedly underpaying up to 30,000 staff over several years. This could see them repaying over $1 billion. The dispute has primarily been centred on what is known as set-off arrangements within employment contracts. Maeve Groom asked Tom Dillon, research fellow at the Centre for Employment and Labour Relations Law at the University of Melbourne, how these arrangements could have impacted employees' pay entitlements.
Set-off arrangements, they've become very common in modern Australian industrial relations. The central idea of a set-off arrangement is pretty much that a worker who might be entitled or who is entitled to, say, penalty rates or overtime pay, they receive a higher base rate of pay, like higher hourly, and that's meant to sort of offset some of the penalty rates. So say, for example, if an award rate has a minimum of $25, an employer will pay $30 per hour, and then any overtime rates, penalty rates, things like that, that the employee earns, they will be set off against the higher base rate of pay.
And in terms of this arrangement, how does this affect things like job security, annual leave, sick pay, and any other aspects like that?
Yeah, so in theory, set-off arrangements don't have to affect those things and don't have to be detrimental to employees. In practice, there's a few issues. One is that a lot of the time, the employees who are bound to or who do agree to set-off arrangements are casual employees. So a lot of the time, they won't even necessarily have any job security, annual leave or sick pay. And another issue, as has kind of become in these proceedings, is that there's difficulty with identifying the exact entitlements that an employee might have earned, the exact hours they've worked and things like that.
The two companies were also found in the ruling to not have complied with obligations in keeping accurate employment records. What does this mean exactly? Is it a rostering or timesheet issue, or more of a shift to that casualisation of staff and shifts?
Yeah, so in effect, the Fair Work regulations, which form part of the Fair Work Act, more or less, they oblige employers to hold a number of records. So, for example, some of those records will be records of employees' overtime, their penalty rates, things like that. The onus is on the employer to keep those records. And in proceedings that are brought under the Fair Work Act, where it's alleged that, as was the case, that an employer has not kept a record, it's on the employer to show that they have kept the records and that they're accurate. As was borne out in the case, not enough for employees to just rely on employees filling out their timesheets and then using that as definitive proof of an accurate record of hours. They have to do something more, as was shown. And as was the case with some of the supermarket employees, they were working above the hours that some of the timesheets recorded.
And obviously we know many teenagers and young people make up the workforce of supermarkets like Coles and Woolies. Do you think these workers are more vulnerable to being underpaid or exploited because they may not know their workplace rights or understand their contract?
Unfortunately, I absolutely do think that's the case. I had the opportunity to be part of some research which surveyed thousands of young workers in situations like this and canvassed their experiences of exploitation. Unfortunately, it is the case that when you have a young worker, they're less likely to know of their rights. In a practical sense also, a 16, 17, 18-year-old is going to have more difficulty confronting their boss or their supervisor to try to enforce their rights. So unfortunately, that leads to a circle where a very vulnerable class of workers become vulnerable.
My final question would be, could this ruling set a precedent for other industries beyond retail or supermarkets?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it has the potential to do that. Some of the findings by Justice Perham certainly aren't isolated to just the retail and supermarket industry. Some of the findings are to the effect that employers' record keeping and their use of set-off arrangements has to be done carefully and diligently, and employers can't just rely on things like set-off arrangements together with timesheets to prove that employees worked and only worked the hours recorded on those sheets.
Tom Dillon, Research Fellow at the Centre for Employment and Labour Relations Law at the University of Melbourne, speaking there with Maeve Groom.